Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, once again, thank you very much for joining Industrial Talk, and thank you for your continued support of a platform. This Industrial Talk platform is dedicated to you, industrial professionals all around the world. You are bold, you are brave, you dare greatly, you innovate, you collaborate, you solve problems, and you are making the world a much better place. Thank you very much for what you do each and every day to make that happen. We are broadcasting on-site, SMRP 31st Annual Conference. It is the biggest one since last year. How about that one? And it is bigger than ever, and it is a organization that you need to be engaged with. If you're into asset management, if you're into reliability, if you're into maintenance, or you have a passion to get into those professions, smrp.org is your first stop. So make sure that you go out to smrp.org and you get to meet great people like Benny. How you doing, Benny?
I'm doing great. Doing great, Scott. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, man. Good conference?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Good engagement. Good feedback. It's been amazing. First year had a chance to come out.
What's the feedback? What's the engagement? What's going on?
Oh, man, you know, it's my first year presenting, right? So I got a chance to present on root cause analysis, cause mapping, and it was just amazing to be able to get interaction with the people that attended the workshop, you know, the session. But then after the conference is over, running into people out in the public, and it's like, hey, I attended that workshop. I got a lot of information out of it. It's been awesome. It's been great. I'm like, man, that's the feedback that you want.
Yeah,
you know, it's good to engage with people at the conference, but then afterwards, people to come back and tell you, I really like what you talked about. You know, I have questions about this, and the conversation continued, right? So it's like, hey, there's a lot of passionate people about reliability.
Boy, isn't that true? That's a great statement. Where I find that individuals that are in the world of asset management, reliability, maintenance, anything, they're really passionate about figuring out and solving challenges that they're dealing with, and it never stops.
Never
it's very
does.
Collegial. Very collegial. Before we get into the conversation of Simply Reliable, give us a little background on who Benny is.
Yeah, so my name is Benny Ortega. I've been in the world of rotating equipment for about 17 years. I cut my teeth in the mining industry in southeast New Mexico, potash industry, potash underground continuous mining and surface milling operations. Actually went to college originally for nursing and then decided pretty quick that I didn't feel like I was contributing to the root cause of these healthcare conditions, right? So it really wasn't my calling. So naturally, I got into, well, I say naturally, I'm a third generation miner. So
no kidding.
My grandfather and father were both in the mining industry.
Out in New Mexico. Oh, very good.
Yeah. So I said, hey, listen, it's something I didn't think I'd ever want to do. You know, during the time I was going to school, it was really, you know, there was a lot of energy and emphasis focused on helping us to focus on academic, you know, collegiate careers, engineering, you know, PhDs, et cetera, you know, architecture, and not a big emphasis on millwrights, journeymen, electricians, plumbers, you know, that we were kind of fading away from that, you know, and I think we're seeing the effects of that right now, you know, with the absence of skills of millwrights and practitioners of precision maintenance. You know, so I got into it, and then, you know, I worked in the operations business for a little bit, got into maintenance, took a millwright apprenticeship program. You know, I was pretty young. I liked having my weekends off, so I thought, hey, a straight day job sounds good to me. And then position opened up for condition monitoring and vibration. And then when I hit that stride, I thought to myself, wow, there's a lot of commonalities here with this and the medical industry. You know, the oil analysis is a lot like blood work.
Yeah.
You know, vibration is like an EKG. You know, there's a lot of things going on. I said, hey, I really dig this. The only difference is that my patients, right, they couldn't speak, but I could diagnose it. We can get to the root of the issue, make a change, and all of a sudden the numbers look better. I'm like, hey, we're really getting to the root of this. We're making a difference.
Yeah, I love the medical industry analogy when it comes to reliability. Because you're doctors. You're trying to diagnose the challenge and then deploy some sort of solution, some sort of correction to help that asset perform at its peak. So that, and in the mining world, oh my goodness, that's some serious
large and heavy.
Yeah,
big high loads, slow speeds.
So you spoke on those two topics, right? That's cool. But what piqued my interest was this one, it goes Simply Reliable. What does that mean?
I mean, for me, it's you know, a lot of times, you know, coming to this idea of reliability, you know, sometimes it's viewed as this daunting, you know, insurmountable task. Like we got to really make things super complicated. We got to get all these philosophies in place and the IoT of things, and we need sensors and we need data and we need all these things going on. And it's great, right? It helps to paint a better picture of areas that we could optimize and improve, and a lot of strategies that we can deploy. And there's a purpose and a place for everything, you know. But at some point, I'm like, you know, we're in a situation today where let's start reliability with the toolbox. What tools are you using? You know, and a lot of times I get called out, you know, for various facilities, and they have an interest in doing condition monitoring technologies, wireless sensors, and I'll do a walk around the facility. You know, I've been to several facilities where I go and I'm lifting the aprons under the machines and I'm looking underneath the machines, and I was like, you know, I'd love to help you with vibration sensors, but what you have is not a vibration problem. You know, this is a precision maintenance problem. You know, so when
how do you know that?
You know, you see things visually that you don't need sensors to see, right? So you can see misalignment conditions. You can see shim packs coming out. You can see machines moving because of looseness problems. You know, and then you go to the toolbox and it all starts to make sense, right? And I love working with people. I love, you know, coming up with the simplest solution to get the biggest feedback immediately. You know, I want to help people get traction immediately, right? I like the long-term strategy, the long-term game plans, but when you come in with these short wins, it really helps to turn the tide of culture and people get buy-in, you know, because you can connect with them on a fundamental level. And I'm all
but
about
don't
that.
Don't you think the frontline individuals know?
You know, a lot of them do. You know, a lot of them, why should... Right now, a lot of the frontline people that normally did know are no longer there.
Yeah.
Right? They're retiring, you know, they're aging out, they're leaving, they're taking some knowledge with them, and we're backfilling with people that were trying to absorb as much knowledge as they could in 6 months.
Yeah.
You know, and so a lot of times they don't know. They only know what they know.
Yeah.
You know, so I think maybe 8-10 years ago, I could say, yeah, they know. But yeah. Now it's like...
They don't know.
Now they don't know, right? You know, so I was doing an alignment workshop last week, and you know, I always get my guys, I'm like, listen, you know, what are the things that are really kicking your tails right now? We're like, you know, we spend 6-7 hours on alignment job. You know, we have a fantastic alignment machine, laser alignment machine. We've done some hands-on training, you know, and we're just getting our tails kicked. And I was like, well, give me some insight. What specifically? You know, one of the gentlemen said, you know, we make an adjustment. We roll the shaft. We know what we got to do. We do the shim corrections. Then we come back and we bolt everything down, we roll the shaft again, and it tells us to undo what we did. And I, what do you mean undo? He's like, well, we add shims, and then it tells us to remove some of the shims again. I was like, interesting. I said, you guys got veneer calipers? They're like, yeah. I said, pull them out. I said, go to your shim box. I want you to grab a 50,000 shim, and I want you to mic it. Tell me what you find. So he goes and he mics a shim. It's stamped 50,000ths. It's 45,000ths.
Yeah.
And he says, you're kidding me. And I was like, it's unfortunate, but the reality is things aren't always what they say they are. You got to verify. You got to do those fundamental basic things. You know, I come into a job, if I'm doing alignment, I never start where the last guy left off. I like to start with a clean slate. You know, at least you know the steps you took. You know what you're working with. You understand you're building from the foundation up. You know, and that's where I come up with the concept of just simply reliable. It's like, how do we get there? It's like taking a emphasis on the fundamentals, the basic stuff. When you're coming in to do work, start with a solid foundation. Don't rebuild off of what you don't know. There's no integrity there. You don't know that. It could be a good job, may not be. But a lot of this could be remediated if you did some basic checks. So the shim correction issue, they said, man, this is probably what's been getting us this whole time.
No kidding. Shim manufacturers, how dare you? Going home, I curse you, shim manufacturers.
I do not like this simulation world we're living in.
What you're saying is there's a lot of just general blocking and tackling. Just simply, you can just, I mean, probably house, you know, cleanliness is a big deal. Get everything sort of at a baseline, and then begin to sort of deploy some of the technology. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, do some housekeeping, clean up a bit, and it's more than just the physical housekeeping. It's the job details. It's the details. It's the specification, the torque values, the torque ratings on equipment, the tolerances. All these things come into play, and You know, a lot of times, like I said, we make it more complicated than it needs to be. You know, just start with the basics, right? I'm going to mic my shims before I go to work. I'm going to make sure they're good quality shims. I'm going to make sure my base is clean. Before I do an alignment, this was another thing. People will just run on the job. They'll slap the lasers on. And I'm like, you know, if you can visibly see a misalignment, why do you need to put a precision tool on to correct it? Right? You got things like coupling strain and shaft deflection that could be really affecting your ability to execute the job easily. And so I always ask them, you know, before we put the lasers on, let's correct what's there. Is it even alignable? I said, what do you mean? I said, has a shaft been checked to see if it's not bent? I said, no, we don't do that. I said, really, why not? He said, we just assumed that the shaft was straight, otherwise they would have changed it. I said, but what's the indicator that tells you you got to change it? I said, we got to get the dial indicators out, right? Back to the fundamentals. Well, how do we do this? I said, let's set the dials up. We'll do a runout check, and we're going to see if this thing is bent. If it's bent, there's no alignment. We change the equipment.
But how difficult is it to set up a laser alignment?
Oh, it's not difficult at all to set up a laser alignment. You know, majority of the work, truthfully, is in the setup. I mean, it's on the pre-alignment checks. It's in the radial runouts. It's in the checks to make sure a shaft's not bent, make sure a shaft isn't loose, make sure, you know, the coupling doesn't have strain, you know, making sure that we correct soft foot, you know, before we put the lasers on. We want to get rid of all of these obstacles, right? We're objection handling up front. You know, I don't want to do it after the fact. If I'm in a bolt-bound situation, I want to correct well before I got the laser on. Not only the
and then deploy it, and then you're all lined up, and everything is, you know, plumb,
and we're good to go, square and true.
So once we do the fundamentals, then you're saying, hey, we can then proceed forward, because around here at SMRP, there's plenty of technology.
Absolutely,
we're not void of any technology, because you're stubbing your toe on technology everywhere. It's right here. And it's cool. Don't get me wrong. I'm all into the tech, man. It's like, you can do that? That's fantastic, man. Oh, my God.
It's amazing. It really is. You know, and the thing behind it is, like, a lot of technology is great, but it's good at processing data. So if we give it bad data upstream, bad data downstream. I mean, we got to set ourselves up for success, right? The technology is great. It helps to simplify the processes. But if the fundamentals aren't there, then we got no knowledge of how to ensure the data we're getting is good data. You know, so I see people do it all the time. I mean, just a comparison, you know, I did training with these individuals 1 week last month. They got the training. We went through a process. We spent a lot of time on a procedure. I said, you know, we got to have a procedure in place because you're not ever working alone. You got a partner, right? Yes. So if you got one way of doing it, he's got a different way of doing it. You guys are not setting yourselves up for success, right? No. So we implemented, put a lot of emphasis on a strategy. This is going to be our procedure of how we do things. I said, what's the average time to do an alignment? It's anywhere between 4 to 6 hours. I said, okay.
Is that long?
It's a long time.
Yeah.
That's a very long time. It's okay. A lot of lost tonnage,
okay.
Right?
Okay, gotcha.
So we come back in a month later, and I said, hey, I'd just like to know how do things go. He said, you know, we implemented right away. He goes, we've done 6 alignments since. It's taken us about 30 to 45 minutes tops, with our fastest alignment being in 15 minutes.
There you go.
So, did anything change about the machines? No. Well, what's different?
Yeah.
So we had a plan.
Oh, God. Now, you spoke here. What were the topics you spoke on?
I talked on root cause analysis and cause mapping.
What's cause mapping?
Cause mapping is a methodology of a cause and effect relationship. So we're looking for a linear relationship between a symptom and the cause.
Give me an example.
Like, I burned my hand. Why? I put it on fire.
Yeah.
Why did I do that? Stupidity.
Yeah.
You know? And so, and ironically, it was a very complex problem that we were solving. But fundamentally, it rooted down to basic fundamentals.
Does it?
It just was as simple as, you know, we didn't know how to monitor and maintain our assets because we failed to develop a function statement for the asset. So we never set clear, defined expectations other than we want it to turn on when we push the button and we want it to move this much product through. I said, well, if that's all the goals are, that's all you're going to instrument yourself to monitor. That's the only maintenance strategies around making sure that it turns on. And then it hits the flow rate.
Yeah.
But what about vibration levels? What about laminar versus turbulent flow? What about the heat loading? You know, all these things in place, and it painted the picture, said, you know, we got exactly what we planned ourselves in what we planned, right? Which was not very good.
How do people get a hold of you?
Oh, I do got a hotline.
You have a hotline?
Yeah.
Are you out on LinkedIn?
I am on LinkedIn. Yeah, so you can look me up at Benny Ortega, CRL, out of San Antonio, Texas.
There it is, man. We're going to have all your contact. You were absolutely wonderful.
Hey, Matt, appreciate
skills,
it.
Big time. We're going to have all the contact information for Benny out on industrialtalk.com, so fear not, reach out to him. That is your call to action, as well as you need to attend the SMRP 32 annual conference. I don't know where it's at, but it's next year. Let's put it this way. This is 31. That's 32. I can do the math. It's 1 year. But anyway, if you're in the world of asset management, maintenance, or reliability, and everything in between, your first stop needs to be smrp.org. Go out to smrp.org. Find out more, and you get to connect with people like Benny, and your life will be great. That's it. That's my guarantee. Your life will be better and greater because of smrp.org. All right, we're going to wrap it up on the other side. Stay tuned. We will be right back. Good job, Benny.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right, Benny Ortega. You need to connect with him. I'm looking at his stat card, his LinkedIn stat card right now, and it's chock full of expertise. You're in the world of asset management, reliability, maintenance. This is a must connect. If you are if you own a company that is looking for real insights and solutions to your reliability challenges, Benny Ortega. That's right. And the company is, of course, Failure Prevention Associates. They've been on the program a couple of times, so they are passionate about asset management. All right. Industrial Talk is here for you industrial professionals. I say it all the time. We're about education, collaborating. You got to collaborate. This world is moving so fast, and you got to innovate. You got to figure out. And the only way you're going to do it is educate, collaborate, and innovate. And that, in that order. So do that. Go out to Industrial Talk. Let's connect. Have a conversation. Be bold. Be brave. Dare greatly. Hang out with Benny. Change the world. We're going to have another great conversation shortly, so stay tuned.